দয়া কর Oh, चैतन्य चैतामित की निताय गौर प्रमानंदे जाया जाया श्री चैतन्य जाया नित्यानंद जाया दैत चंद्र जाया गौर भक्त वृंदा जाया जाया श्री चैतन्य जाया नित्यानंद जय दैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंदा जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय दैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंदा Hare Krishna. Welcome to Alachua Hare Krishna Temple. Today we are serving Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 17, Text 144-145. So let's read together.
Bhava kali bechite ami aila kasipure grahak nahi na bikai laya java ghare
Bhava keli, devotional sentiments. Bechite, to sell, ami, I, aila came kasipure to the city of Kashi, Banaras. Grahak nahi, there is no customer. Na bikai, do not sell. Loiya jabo ghore, then I must take my commodity back home. It's very sad. Because of his compassion, the sadness appeared. Srila Prabhupada translation. I have come here to sell my emotional ecstatic sentiments in this city of Kashi. But I cannot find any customers. If they are not sold, I must take them back home. 145.
Bhari bhoja laiya aila ke mane laiya jabo salpas alpa salpa mulle paile ethai bechibo.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation, I have brought a heavy load to sell in this city. To take it back again is very difficult job. Therefore, if I get but a fraction of the price, you know the word fraction of the price, like 99% off, something like that. I shall sell it here in this city of Kashi.
Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Genanjana Salakaya Chakshuram Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam rupa kadamayam dadati shapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale
Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunnavadi Paschata Deshatarine Vancha Kalpataru Vesha Kripa Sindhu Bhaivacha Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavibho Namo Namam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Binda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So today's verse is very confidential topics. It's not confidential, it is what our goal is. It is we need to focus every day. So in the beginning, before we read the purport of Prabhupada, I want to break down to understand Prabhupada's purport is so condensed form of bliss, I would say. So I broke it down into different paragraph, as Prabhupada mentioned, and we're going to discuss that. Before that, I would like to say thank you, Prabhupada, for giving a wonderful insight and revealed the Golok Vrindavan to us, to our heart. Now it makes sense what is the value of the universe if we say Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes the value of the universe because the earthly planet exists. Then they say, what is the value of the earth? Because Vrindavan exists. What is the value of Vrindavan? Say, Brajavasi, they eternally exist. So what is the value of Brajavasi? Because Radha Krishna exists. What is the value of Radha and Krishna? It's an incessant, uninterrupted love flowing between them. And this is the root cause of everything and anything. Anybody has any clue why do we exist? What is the purpose? It's all because of Radha Krishna's love for each other. And more we understand, and Prabhupada gives the clue that we should follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who came to give. Who is following Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Prabhupada gives this in Chaitanya Charitamrita at the beginning that the six Goswami headed by Rupa Goswami. Who is following the Rupanuga? Who is the Rupanuga? Raghunath Das Goswami. Who is Raghunath Das Goswami follower? Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Who is following Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami? Narottam Das Thakur. Follower of Narottam Das Thakur, prominent is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And his main follower is Baladev Vidyabhusan Thakur. And his main follower is Jagannath Das Babaji. And Jagannath Das Babaji's main follower is Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's main follower is Gaur Kushudas Babaji. Gaur Kushudas Babaji's main follower is Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur's main follower is A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. And proportion to our dedication to Prabhupada, we will experience what Radha Krishna's love is. This is such a nice, sweet way of Prabhupada explaining. He didn't mention about his name, but he came up to Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur and we are adding to that, or I am adding to that. So in the purport, Prabhupada writes, first thing he says, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was selling the transcendental holy name of the Lord. Wow. What is he selling? Transcendental holy name of the Lord. Then question comes, what is the price you have to pay? And what is the holy name? How do I have access to that? Maybe sometime doubt comes. So long I'm practicing. Am I experiencing what you are reading in the Chaitanya Charitamrita? Well, if we don't, then we should definitely check our hearts and see where we are. And here is a beautiful explanation that I see from Prabhupada's purport. Many purports Prabhupada emphasize, glorify the holy name. So I'm going to say a few words that Srila Prabhupada recommending to approach this divinity or Golok Vrindavan, Radha Krishna, through the most subtle element of the gross world. At least that's how I feel when I chant. Although it is apparently nothing to us, sometimes we feel there is nothing in the beginning. Maybe I should be honest. Yes, nowadays we have a feeling lot, but in the beginning, lot of time, I didn't have any feeling at all. We're chanting or not chanting, it's like a similar, like saying, or after chanting, before chanting, I want to chant, after chanting, I didn't see what's supposed to be checked in the heart. But now, of course, we have developed by the mercy and our endeavor, both together, develop some taste. That's true. But Prabhupada is giving this idea that, yes, although it's apparently nothing to us, at present, at material level, you can say, that we are approaching, but in the spiritual level, this divinity, the chanting Hare Krishna, is actually everything. It's everything. What should we do? We must adjust ourselves. We must adjust ourselves how? Through sound, through chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The subtlemost elements of this plane. Through sound, through holy name, we can go on cultivating our spiritual life. And that's what we do. And that's what we should do. And we encourage others to do. But we should remember, when we approach to serve the Lord, the holy name, we should have a servicing attitude. This is the key element. Prabhupada lecture, whenever I hear his lecture about holy name, he's always talking about Atha Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Grajjamindi Seva Unmukhi Jibbado Swayam Eva Spuroti Adha. You cannot approach Krishna, you cannot approach divinity or spiritual world by mundane senses, by mouth or tongue alone. Tongue and mouth has to accompany the heart. In the heart, you have to have a spiritual gratitude, grateful attitude. This service attitude. I want to serve the Lord. I want to serve the Lord. I want to please Him. This attitude will definitely take us there. And if we don't have, we may feel futile to accept the subtlemost thing. But if the very life is absent, our search will be futile. This is very important. If the service attitude is not there, then we will not progress. We will not find tangible experience. We may feel some relief, but that's not the point. To please Krishna, it's automatically proportional, it pleases us. We don't need to look for our happiness. But we should look for our service attitude. So we should learn to give ourselves to Prabhupada, who gave completely 100% himself to the divinity, to Krishna. And through that, he served all his followers and is still serving to us. We get inspired every day. As soon as I wake up and look at the iPhone, there is Prabhupada's today. One email is coming for years now. And it begins like a life, you know, you feel so happy. 2 o'clock in the morning, you jump and you pay obeisances and you feel happy. What is that? Is that the person who has dedicated so much complete dedication to divinity and he's encouraging us to follow him, to go in the same path, give ourselves to Krishna. That's very nice. We should learn how to die materially. Material attachment, let go. We must learn how to embrace, as Prabhupada writes, so-called death every second. Even in this world, we find in India, I remember there was in Calcutta during the British time, the revolutionary movement, my father was also there, and Prabhupada also joined. So they used to say do or die attitude in ambitious politicians, social workers. We see that. It's still there. Those street name in Calcutta is there. Nataji Subhash Bose Road. What he's famous for? He wanted to die to remove the British from the Indian ruling. Anyway. But spiritual, we are talking about spiritual do or die mentality. In every duty, in every step, we should be ready to sacrifice our life for the pleasure of Prabhupada and Krishna. If we can embrace that principle of life, then we feel sure to progress very intensely and become a great success. We must find our service soil where self-giving, self-dedication, this should be our attitude to approach that plane. In that realm, all our unnecessary things like false ego, false intelligence, or material intelligence, material mind, it's like a covering, you know, coat. You wear a coat. All this coating of false ego will vanish one by one. And the genuine self will come out. Where? When we are every day giving ourselves, serving attitude. But there is one key point we thought one of lecture of Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur mentioned. That yes, you are here to, you join to this mission to give. Are you giving completely without taking anything back? Or I'm giving you $100, I will get $1,000 back. This is the Karmakandiya Bhakta idea. Giving is best. That's how we dedicate. But are we expecting something back? That is not a good idea of dedication. Everything is for their pleasure, nothing for me. That kind of dedication is good. So let's read the after the purport Prabhupada writes. But in Kashi was a city of Mayavadis. Now everybody is familiar with this part of the Chaitanya Charitamrita where Mahaprabhu went in Kashi, Benaras, and he delivered Jagai Madai in 24 hours because they didn't have any offense. They are bad, horrible monster in sinful activities. Rape, murder, you can name anything. But they didn't have a severe grave offense except to Nityananda Prabhu, which Nityananda Prabhu actually told Mahaprabhu if he has any credit, that credit he wants to apply to deliver Jagai Madai. Mahaprabhu was surprised. This is the position of Prabhupada. I don't have a qualification to get love of Godhead, because I have to be eligible. But he himself giving by his own credit to make us full of credit. Then we are eligible by the mercy of Prabhupada. We should never forget. We should be eternally indebted, and we are indebted. So Mahaprabhu writes here, sorry, Prabhupada writes here, but Kashi was a city of Mayavadis. And such people will never chant the holy name of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So in Mayavad city called Kashi or Benaras, they will never chant the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So question is, what is Mayavada? Let's have a few minutes discussion. And I remember Mahatma Prabhu one time in his discussion with me, in the temple actually here, he mentioned, we are talking about Mayavada, and then he says, one time Prabhupada was giving lecture, and he was expressing some anger. Generally you don't see that in Prabhupada, but he was very expressing anger, because Mahaprabhu expressed anger in Banaras, because every day this Prakashananda Saraswati Thakur, this chapter, this part that we are reading, it's all about Prakashananda Saraswati Thakur's discussion with Mahaprabhu. He was explaining about God, and he said he doesn't have a leg. So Mahaprabhu felt from Navadvip, he said, he's cutting my leg off as if I don't have a leg. He is himself is God. And Prakashananda Saraswati Thakur, he would tell his 60,000 followers, sannyasis, that he doesn't have an eye to see, he doesn't have a body to see, walk or do anything with hand. And Mahaprabhu would say, this beta, in slang way, beta, when you are angry, you say like this, that he would cut my body into pieces. Mahaprabhu was angry. He even cursed him that he will have a leprosy. Now, you may say, he is Supreme God, why is he? No, it's not him. It is that he is polluting 60,000 living souls who are looking for happiness in the loving service to awake their eternal. And he is condemning, not only condemning, by force he is putting them away from Krishna consciousness. It made the heart of loving mother like Mahaprabhu angry. One time, it's funny, one time Srila Prabhupada went to Ganges to take bath in Mayapur. So after bath, Prabhupada asked a disciple to help. You know, like this, from the water, you raise your hand, and disciple like this, you know, grab the hand of Prabhupada and lift him. And Prabhupada got up, and after got up, Prabhupada pushed him back. And he was like shocked, why Prabhupada pushed me? You know? Prabhupada said, how did you feel? Oh, I didn't feel good, but I was curious why you pushed me. He said, that's called Mayavad philosophy. And he said, Mayavad, what does that mean? He said, Mayavad worship deities, just like we worship deities. For what? To get liberation. And after liberation, they push away the deity. We don't need you. You are useless now. Can you imagine how offensive it is? So Prabhupada was very merciful. He was like, every opportunity he got, he would always teach. Because he was practicing this himself. What he practiced, he taught. He read his own book and he told us to read book. That's a wonderful example. So anyway, that lecture Prabhupada was very angry. And Keshav Bharati Prabhu, after the lecture, he asked Prabhupada, you are upset with the Mayavadi. Is there some group? Because he didn't know who are the Mayavadi. Is it like some groups in India, like you are angry with them, so you are expressing very heavy? And Prabhupada looked at his eyes, he says, I'm talking about you. He said, me? Mayavadi? It was very scary. And then Prabhupada says, yes. And then if you look at, those who are listening, if you look at Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4th chapter, text 10, Vitaraga Bhayakrita Manmaya Bhava Srita, Bhobo Gena Tapasa Putam Mat Bhava Agata. That so many people got delivered by coming to me, and at that time, in that purport, in the middle of the purport, Prabhupada writes, we are born with three attachments, and one of the attachments is Mayavad contamination. One was no interest for spiritual life. And another one was Buddhism. impersonalism, spiritual fear of spiritual identity. These things are Mayavad, Buddhism. We are born with, Prabhupada writes. That's why everybody in this age, everybody is Mayavadi. Of course, not completely. So if some question comes, what are the Mayavadis? The Mayavadis are, as Prabhupada was displaying, I'm going to give you some explanation that Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives. They have a four philosophy, three process, and four tattva to establish that four philosophy. One philosophy is, who am I? Aham Brahmasmi. Who are you? Tat Tamasi. You are that same as me. What about the whole world, all this around? Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. Everything is Brahma. I am Brahma, you Brahma, everything is Brahma. So what are you practicing? What do you want to achieve? Prajnanam Brahma. I want to become that light, Brahma. This is their main principle. I'm just short, you know, I'm saying. And then the disciple, generally they put a logic. And if you, when you read Prabhupada's purport in Bhagavatam Chaitanya Charitamrita, you will see like 30% purport sometime. It's all about Mayavad smashing. He's smashing the Mayavad because it is there within our heart. We should relate to this purport. It is purifying our heart. Every word, every sentence Prabhupada wrote is for us. It's not for somebody else outside to sell on you. It's for us to purify while we are also distributing. So one disciple asks, Bhaktivinoda Thakur makes a little story format in Jaiva Dharma. He writes, the conscious Brahma, there is a four philosophy, we should know this. One is Vastu Parinambad. Then Parinambad has a, like in English you say monism, monotheism, pantheism, panentheism, polytheism. Then you come to polymorphic monotheism, is where Hare Krishna people began. Polymorphic bimonotheism is Gauriya Vaishnavism. But that itself is vast knowledge to discuss. I have to finish the purpose. Just to, in a short, I would say that they say the conscious Brahma is covered by Maya. And then it becomes Jiva. There is no such thing as you. They do not even accept any Jiva. They deny three things. There is no eternal form of God. There is no eternal planet of God. There is no eternal pastime of God. There is no relationship between you and the Lord. This way they like diminish. 17 actually tattva is given. Because of the time, I don't think we can do that today. But I will jump into the next Prabhupada's purport. The attraction for chanting the holy name of the Lord belongs absolutely to pure devotees, Prabhupada writes. And there was no possibility to finding pure devotee at Kashi. So originally I said, Jagai Madai was delivered in how long? 24 hours. Next day. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was delivered after 7 days. He was offensive, but not as grave, I guess, as Prakashananda. Because Prakashananda was delivered after 1 year. It took 1 year for one Mayavadi to be delivered. Because his offense was very serious, severe. So then Prabhupada writes, the proper price was not paid. Consequently, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's commodity was certainly very heavy. The Lord therefore suggested that even though there were no pure devotees in Kashi, if someone was a little inclined to chant the Hare Krishna mantra, he would deliver this big load, although the proper price was not paid. While you hearing this, while I was reading this morning, to think of the class, I was thinking like, I wish I would have access of that to buy it for 99% off, sale sign. Lord Chaitanya put a sale sign. That's what he says. Lord Chaitanya put actually literally sale sign. Actually, Prabhupada writes, we experienced this when we came to preach the Hare Krishna movement in the West. When we came to New York in 1965, you notice Prabhupada never says, hardly he says when I came. Very rarely. He always say we came. We, because he is always traveling with his Guru Maharaj, he said. When we experienced this, when we came to preach the Hare Krishna movement in the West, when we came to New York in 1965, we never expected that the Hare Krishna Mahamantra would be accepted in this country. Nonetheless, we invited people to our storefront to join in chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra. And the Lord's holy name is so attractive that simply by coming to our storefront in New York, fortunate young people become Krishna conscious. Although this mission was started with insignificant capital, it is now going nicely. Then Prabhupada writes, the spreading of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra in the West has become successful because, see if you can catch it, young people were not offenders. This is the key point. If somebody is not relishing of chanting and Krishna consciousness, Prabhus and Matajis and living souls, please check your heart. The definition of aparad means utterance of name which is consciously made in the heart with enmity, non-devotional attitude. So we should check our heart. So Prabhupada writes, the spreading of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra in the West has become successful because the young people were not offenders. The youth who joined this movement were not very advanced as far as purity is concerned, nor were they well educated in Vedic knowledge. But because they were not offenders, they could accept the importance of the Hare Krishna movement. Then Prabhupada compared a little bit. We can compare also. In 7th chapter, Prabhupada writes that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did not give in Navadvip vastly to everyone what he gave to South India. As the same principle, non-offensive mood. Of course, we are indebted to Nityananda Prabhu. He curbed that. If I have time, I'll tell the story. We are now very happy to see that this movement is advancing more and more in the Western countries. We therefore conclude the so-called mlechchas and jabanas of the Western countries are more purified than offensive Mayavadis or atheist impersonalists. This is the clue. You know, right now, as I give a Zoom class, so right now we have a nice temple in Japan, because I went there in Japan in 1987, about 35 years back almost. And I remember to collect for Mayapur, and there's a lot of Buddhist temple. And we'll be surprised to hear the influence of Prabhupada. This couple that run the Tokyo temple, so nice, we just met them. In Mayapur, there are 40,000 Japanese monks all over Japan. They chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra every day once. 40,000. It's spreading. Whether we see or not, it's spreading. It's wonderful. So many temples all over the world. Maybe in America we don't see as much. We should go out and see how the preaching is going, so vast. Here in this verse, Prabhupada talks about this bhavakeli, devotional sentiment, bhavakeli, which Radha Krishna enjoyed so much. In Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who wrote the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he also wrote the Radha Astaka, which I recite once a week, every week I recite. There's a one stanza, very nice. Nitana barupa keli Krishna bhava sampada Krishna raga banda gopa jopati sukampada Krishna rupa kesha keli lagna chat samadika Mayam atma pada padma dasya dasya radhika. And it was translated as Mera Radharani, whose form is ever fresh, who makes the gopis shiver with her wealth of love for Krishna, her rivals shivers of sorrow, and her friends of bliss, and whose mind is always fixed on Krishna's beautiful form. You can see right here in Radha Shyam Sundar Jiti. These pujaris are wonderful. They are such a fortunate. They are making us fortunate by dressing the deities. So nice. Prabhupada says in 7th canto, chapter 5, on the second conversation of Prahlad and his father, he quoted this Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. This is the biggest purport in Prabhupada's entire Bhagavatam. And when it came to Archanam, Prabhupada writes, those who are decorating, dressing the deities, they are actually decorating their heart. It's very sweet, just to let you know. So, there, Srimati Radharani, whose mind is always fixed on Krishna's beautiful form, dress. So, Radharani not only looking at Krishna's form, she looks at Krishna's dress, and she looks at his walk and his paraphernalia. Give me that service of our lotus feet. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami begging this, and he also allows us to beg for this. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote a whole song about Smara Gaura Gadadhara Keli Kalam Bhava Gaura Gadadhara Paksha Charu Charu Gaura Gadadhara Charu Katham Bhajago Dramakanana Punja Vidhum. And we go there from Mayapur temple to Godram every year when we go there for Japataka Maharaj takes a safari used to. Remember the transcendental pastimes of Gaur Gadadhar. Become a devotee of Gaur Gadadhar and hear the pleasing instruction of Gaur Gadadhar. Worship Lord Chaitanya, who is like a moon shining in the groves of Godram forest. When Srila Prabhupada, Gaura Keshava Prabhu, my Facebook friend, we do some chit-chat, he's in Hawaii right now, just made it on time during pandemic. And one time I asked him about, we never had a Gaura Gadadhar temple. He said, no, we have. Srila Prabhupada actually, it's a very unknown. When Prabhupada came to install the deities in Australia, he said, that's not Gaur Nityananda Prabhu. You put this deity on the other side. Gadadhar is on the left side, Shakti. And Nityananda Prabhu is on the right side. So they have a Gaur Gadadhar. We do have in ISKCON Gaur Gadadhar temple. Oh, there's so many things to say, but I'll end with this, that by Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, means Srila Prabhupada's mercy, Srila Prabhupada even told to Tamal Krishna Maharaj, when Tamal Krishna Maharaj tried to pursue him to withdraw his mercy from some disciples who were not aligned with the principal instruction that Prabhupada gave. One was smoking, and Prabhupada told a devotee, tell him I will reject him if he does not come back and give up this smoking idea. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj asked Prabhupada, would you really give up? Prabhupada said, of course not. But you say, Prabhupada, said, I said this to scare him, because I want him to come back. Then there is another devotee who also got sannyas, but anyway, he went against ISKCON. He even joined to another group, and he was trying to collect donation from the ISKCON members. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj pursued Prabhupada to write a letter that he is not ISKCON member, we should reject. Prabhupada said, I cannot do that. Again, after a few weeks, Tamal Krishna Maharaj got another news. Maharaj was so kind. Not that he was against, but he was trying to establish this point. And then Prabhupada says, Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, there is never end. So I cannot ever give up anybody who comes to take shelter. So whoever coming to take shelter of Prabhupada, he is always eternally there. It's so beautiful. Now question comes that how do we relate to this purport and here we are. This whole conception in this part of Chaitanya Charitamrita is Mahaprabhu creating a separation feeling. And I'm also asking myself, I'm asking the audience also, do you feel to cry for Prabhupada? Do you cry to Prabhupada sometimes? Do you feel to cry to Lord Chaitanya? I mean, I was even reflecting one time that Lord Chaitanya came to Navadvip. Okay, I was born in a place not too far from Navadvip, but I could have come. But wait a minute. I had no clue. Maybe I was in a stool worm in some stool pit somewhere, that when Lord Chaitanya appeared in this world, no connection. I was born in a place where Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, one Gauriya Math was given by the king, because my mother's side related to the kingly family in Tripura. And I used to go with my mother as a little boy, and there was a four temples, four sides of the lake. One is Ramakrishna, Mayavad. One is Bharatshavasram, Pranavananda. It's another bogus Mayavad. And another is Ram Thakur. He's kind of a Krishna conscious, but mixed with Sahajiya. And there is a Jagannath temple of Gauriya. But nobody ever preached that Krishna consciousness is our eternal life. Is what the soul, I am a spirit soul, that's my eternal function, is what Krishna consciousness. It is not a spiritual, some kind of a religious life. It is our eternal life. This is what we are. We are Krishna conscious living being, but not manifested yet. It has to be awakened. It is there. So, only by the propaganda of Prabhupada as a Sahib Math, anyway, there's a whole story how I came, but I was drawn. So I reflect that to Prabhupada, and I was feeling very emotional that it is mercy of Prabhupada that pulled me out of this stool pit of Tripura. I was there. Otherwise it is impossible. The temples are there, and the most of the Mayava temples, they are like bogus, they are like divert the soul from their eternal existence. So Mahaprabhu trying to create this separation feeling. In separation from Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is thinking. Mahaprabhu thinking, in this chapter we read, that I cannot tolerate even my own life without Krishna, without His grace, without His company. I cannot maintain. This is how Mahaprabhu expressed. There is one verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Kaha mora prananatha murali badana. Kaha karu kaha pai brajendra nandana. Kaha re kohi bokeva jane mora dukha. Brajendra nandana binu fate mora bukha. When you go to Jagannath Puri temple, near there is a Gambira, Mahaprabhu was experiencing this mood. How Radharani experienced seeing Uddhava in Vrindavan, Mahaprabhu was experiencing. This chapter, we should embrace the book, we should embrace Mahaprabhu and these topics. This is the nectar, this is not a word like some English word or Bengali song. It is actually our a most tasty substance. Not just a form of word or writings. It's a tasty substance. This kind of mood will help us. But still, we should not imitate. Rather, we must respectfully accept it as our highest ideal. And then this way, as we say, then all these anartha, bad habits will go away. Will go away. This is important. This one point that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, which Prabhupada quotes lot of time, Amar Ajjai Guru Hoiya Tarai Desh. On my order, become Guru. We all should become Guru. Guru of who? To deliver ourselves first. You have to be Guru for yourself. You have to deliver yourself. and then deliver your families, deliver your friends. We all have to become leader. And Prabhupada quote this so many times. So we should think, I am fallible, but I am confident that my gurus, Srila Prabhupada, who is an eternally Shiksha Guru for at least for 10,000 years or forever till the rest of the Kali Yuga. We should think, I may be fallible, but I am confident that Srila Prabhupada has given to us in an uncommon, vital, nectarian thing. And he asked us to give it to others. It doesn't matter, I shall take that risk. This mentality has to be there. With this spirit of risk, that each of us should approach the responsibility thinking, I may go to hell, but I must carry out the order of my spiritual master. I must carry out the order of my commander. With this spirit, if we approach the task, there will be no danger if this consciousness is maintained. But if we deviate from the connection and we go for self-seeking for a mundane purpose, everything will be doomed. Otherwise, no destruction can touch us. And you know the story of how the Braja Gopis, they are in that mood. Prabhupada gives that story when Krishna had a headache and he told Narad Muni that he's been attacked with a severe headache and the only cure was the foot dust of the devotees. And Narada Muni went, so many devotees in Dwarka. But no one came forward. He traveled all over the world actually, wherever the devotees were there. But as soon he mentioned that Krishna is looking for the foot dust of you, they're like hesitant. Because this is offense. They are thinking for who? For themselves. Not thinking of Krishna's cure, except the gopis. And same thing, we see Prabhupada give another story of Ramanujacharya. And Radhanath Maharaj emphasized this story, many, many lectures, that how this, when Ramanujacharya took 17 times, visited his guru to get the mantra, secret mantra, that will deliver anybody recite that mantra. And he would not give. You know why 17 times? Believe or not, all these years, all these decades, I never heard it. Until last year, I found a Iyengar, Ramanuj Sampradaya, devotee came to Jab, Govardhan Eco Village, and he gave a class. So he asked the question, I was there, and he gave a beautiful answer. He said, actually, 17 times he addressed, who are you, came to give take initiation. Oh, I am Ramanuj. So long you have identity in front of Guru, not as a servant, you will be deprived. You know Harishchandra, devotee asked me last week, texting me in middle of the night, please, all my people in Canada are disturbed. That how to understand Harishchandra is like this. It's the same principle. We should remember those. What was the principle? That in front of Guru, we should think ourselves fool number one, Prabhupada says. Fool number, not two, one. It is only by the mercy that I am going and progressing in spiritual life. That attitude is very nice. So in Ramanujacharya's case, it had already been announced to the public that Ramanuj was receiving that mantra. Everybody came to know because he was very popular. So many people came, standing outside waiting. He's going to give that name, that mantra freely. Why? Now when his guru gave him the mantra, he told him, before I give you the mantra, on the on the 18th time when he came, his guru asked, so who are you? He's asking every time. But this time he said, I'm your servant. Came to serve. Okay, I'll give you the mantra. Ah, that was the clue. That was the clue. So that time when he gave the mantra, he went outside in the market and he told all the thousands of people, you chant this mantra, you'll go back home, back to God. And he loudly spoke and gave that mantra. When he gave that mantra, the news went to his guru. And guru was angry like anything. I told him not to reveal to anybody. And he revealed to 1,000 people within a day. How is this? So then, Ramanujacharya was called by his guru. And he told him that, what have you done? Don't you know what is the result of committing offense? And he said, Ramanujacharya said, yes, I do know. Eternal hell. But your mantra cannot but be fruitful, Ramanujacharya says. You said this mantra is so powerful, anybody chant, they will go back home, back to Godhead. I may go to hell. It's only one insignificant soul will suffer. But all these thousands of people will be in spiritual world. That is the greatest joy. It will please the Lord. When his guru heard this, he could not believe what he is hearing. He said, so far I haven't found anybody as dedicated as you. And he told his own people, his own son, take initiation from him. Even though he is the guru of him. Such a loving sentiment Ramanujacharya had. So Prabhupada is just like that. And we should learn to dedicate to Prabhupada like this. We should give ourselves to Prabhupada, but we should also remember when we are giving to Prabhupada, how much we are taking back. Am I recognized? Am I some big leader? Am I got my prestige or anything? No. We should give completely without taking anything for ourselves. And that is the best way. That's why when you say, there are many serious, sincere ISKCON leaders, I see, you know, nowadays I boldly challenge that there are many sincere, serious leaders in ISKCON we see. What is the symptom of the first? Somebody already asked me that, that's why. And I said the first symptom is they are always inspiring others to become leader. Because Prabhupada did that same thing to them. And they are doing to us. To be responsible for our spiritual life and make other people responsible for their spiritual life. So I'll end with this, that do we need to be perfect to inspire others? This also question raised in my mind. And I came up with that thought that let others see or other get inspired by seeing how we deal or how I deal with my imperfection every day. I have so many imperfections, lust, greed, anger. How I am dealing with it and progressing towards Prabhupada's lotus feet, that will itself will inspire. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Is there any question, comments? Can you read?
So, when you say we have to become a guru and deliver ourselves and our family, what are the qualities we should develop within to be a guru?
First quality of guru, that you become the best disciple. Try to be the most dedicated disciple. And disciple means everything belongs to Guru, Prabhupada, including me. No separate interest, no separate personal dignity, my fame, name, no, nothing. And if somebody say, oh Prabhu, you spoke very nice, You spoke very nice, because this happened. I did not speak very nice, thank you. The, how great Prabhupada is inspiring us, that is the glory. So first qualification is, we should become a first class disciple. That makes us first class leader. And the list goes on. We read it, nine things I read today. Okay, any other?
So who was Ramanujacharya's guru that he delivered on 18th time? Yadav Prakash?
Oh, 18 times?
Yeah.
No, he had a 5 gurus.
Yeah.
Kanchipurna, then Gostipurna, this is Gostipurna's case. Then Shoinipurna, like this, he had a 5 gurus. And there's beautiful pastime of each guru. And Radhanath Maharaj is very much in it, you can see. He's like self-exemplary also, he's learning. And he's exhibiting this and he's encouraging us to also display those quality of dedication. It's such a wonderful, you know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote a song. It's like, I cannot stop talking about the surrender. Atma Nivedana Prabhu. Just the song itself, it says, more you surrender, you feel, see, all four directions is happy. Because everything is connected with Krishna. And you love for Krishna, when you see the quality in others, it is actually Krishna's quality giving. Just like in Fisher mentioned, Sannyasi was scared to look at the big French painting. Ambarish Prabhu kindly, he purchased that temple, that building for us. Ishkan was nice, but in the big French painting, it was a naked young girl and a man bathing, and the sannyasi got such embarrassed. Bodhinarayan Swami speaks about it, but Prabhupada was staring at it, and after a few moments he says, very well done, Krishna is so kind. He gave intelligence to so many men to do so many wonderful things. So Prabhupada did not see naked man or woman. It's not that he is blind, he saw it, but he was seeing Krishna in the ability of the painter, artist, how good he was. But sannyasis were scared. They were turning face, but they looked at Prabhupada, he's looking, they didn't know what to say. But then Prabhupada shown him that try to see Krishna in everything, everywhere. It is not that we see that Krishna three-banded form, but everything is Krishna's. Krishna and Krishna's, these two things. It's not like everything is Krishna. Everything Krishna and Krishna's. These two principles always should hold. And Bhagavad Gita is for that. What he says, Bhagavad Gita is a Purusha Nishu. Ability in man, Krishna says, I am. I am the ability in man. Prabhupada saw that. Purusha Nishu. Rasaham apsu kunteya, pravasmisa sishurjaya, pranava sarva vedeshu. Whenever we hear sabdakhe, any sound we hear, it should remind of Krishna. Bhat chirping, Mother Nanda was expressing so nicely. Bhat chirping, what is it called, cardinals? Anywhere, any sound, it should remind of Krishna. Because Krishna says sabdakhe. Khe means the ether. Any sound is him. So that's Krishna's. We should see Krishna in everywhere. Prabhupada gave a nice example. Mother see the shoes and she's missing her baby so much because baby went to kindergarten and something like that. Prabhupada says, but she's not seeing the shoes, she's seeing the baby. Of course, she's not a mad, you know, like a hallucination. No, she's seeing the baby, as Prabhupada said, but shoe is the indication, stimulation. Stimulating factor. So anything and everything we see, it's a Krishna and Krishna's beautiful.
So if you are a devotee and there is a non-devotee.
You have a microphone so you can speak, the other can hear.
So if you are a devotee and there is a non-devotee person, curses you or say bad word to you, how would you take it? You know, Krishna is telling you something, or How do you explain?
Recently, it's funny because I do a lot of communication with a lot of sincere, serious devotee through Facebook messages. And I won't say the name because he's a very nice, sincere devotee. He says, you know, I'm being very disturbed by this situation of our neighbor. Even though it's a pandemic, but he's not showing any interest for God consciousness. I'm trying at least, you know, his neighbor, I'm watering, at least distance, social distance, we talk. So he said, I feel like to curse him. He was writing to me. I'm very angry. Said, and then something he did was like a very annoying to him. So he said, why Krishna create this kind of disturbance in my mind? So I said, you know, very interestingly, I was reading something similar in Madhurya Kadambini, how to see. He said, Krishna did not create this outside for the neighbor. Krishna created for you to go inside and purify and grow out of it. You are holding the grudge. If somebody don't listen to me, he's bad. You need to correct yourself. And I paste it, you know, from what Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur said. He said, oh my God, that's scary. It's within me? I said, yes. It's not, I'm not saying it. It's, they are helping us. Prabhupada helping us. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur helping us. I have a few things. I got text. I'm just going to read it. I'm sorry. I just went, oh my God, it's 9:30 almost. That's okay. Okay. This devotee, I'll answer later. Mother Sahai says, what temple in Australia is Gaur Gadadhar? Why do they not worship Lord Chaitanya in South India? Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I'll forward you the email that he sent me. It's beautiful. And this is from Mother Chatamayi Devidasi. Thank you for the superb class and for the reminder that spirit of risk is required. Yes, to carry out order of spiritual master. I'm requesting your blessing that I may have more courage for preaching. I can pray for you, Mother. I cannot bless an insignificant soul. But I can pray. Definitely I will pray for you. But something I also learned recently, yesterday we were doing some research, that in Prabhupada's life, we see a very significant something, that he was so determined, which is more than average comfortable living. And Prabhupada writes in one sentence in Nectar of Instruction that actually instruction of Guru, when we follow the Guru's instruction, it actually gives us to live in a stage above normalcy. So those who are dedicated to follow Prabhupada's instruction, minimum 16 rounds, in this pandemic we can chant 64 rounds, and also we are doing it, that's why I'm saying that anybody can do it now. You don't have to work, why not just chant whole day, 64 rounds, hear Prabhupada's lecture every day. Five things you do, Prabhupada said, you will be free from Maya. How can I not ever remember that, you know? So like this, that Prabhupada said that when we follow the instruction of our Guru, we actually, our life is above the normal, comfortable life. It is challenging. But if we can live on that and go further on that instruction, following the instruction, then we will establish the Lord in our heart and we'll see. There is a verse, it says, Asmat sarira uthaya, idam sarira samuthaya, brahmabi apishampadda, brahmana sinati, brahmana darsayati, sarvam anubhavati. You can literally hear the Lord, you can see Him face to face, you can actually, Prabhupada translate that verse, you can experience everything in spiritual realm. That is called spiritual TV, right now in our life. Why not? Why at a moment of death? Why not now? You may say, did they exhibit? Yes, Prabhupada exhibited in Gorakhpur. He was emotional with this Bhavakeli, today's subject matter. He could not even move. For 10 minutes, he could not speak. Achyutananda Maharaj, those days, he wrote it down, this incident, in the songbook. Narottam Das Thakur, he was speaking, all of a sudden somebody saw a garland, smelling the entire audience, thousands of people. They're thinking, where? What? Where is this from? And everybody can smell, like, strong. They don't know how. Because while he was speaking, he went into meditation and is offering the garland to Lord Chaitanya in his mental body. And Lord Chaitanya took another garland from his neck, from Golok Vrindavan, and put it on his neck. But physically he was here with us. This is not something you experience after death. I'm begging, experience now and distribute others. Thank you. There's one more from Madhava Prabhu. Someone who is inclined to Rittik gets initiated. He does not feel fool before his guru. He thinks we are equals. I am not fool before him. I am only a fool before Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. At material level, we are never equal. But in spiritual level, yes, we are equal. Because we all are servant of Krishna. And we all have equal rights to serve. So at spiritual level, we are equal in that sense. When we say Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane Govihastini, the Pandita Samadarshi, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne, two things they have to have. Vidya means they have to have understanding, knowledge, and Vinaya means humility. When you have two things, Prabhupada quote this verse many times from Bhagavad Gita. Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane Govihastini Suni Chaiva Sapakecha Pandita Samadarshi. Pandita asks, Pandit, real, intelligent, wise devotee sees everybody equal. Not in a material level. Material level, in the sloka Krishna used, Krishna is speaking this verse. He says, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane. A Brahman is a product of Rajagun. Really? Is Brahman a product of Sattagun? No. Brahmana is not a product of Sattagun. Brahman is not the soul. Soul is not the Brahman. So who is the Brahman? The body? Who is the Brahman? The mind? No, it is the knowledge that he gathered in that body is the Brahman. So Brahman or that Sattat Sanjayate Gyanam. So he is on Sattagun, Sanjayate Gyanam. He acquired knowledge. So that's called Brahman. Brahman doesn't mean Vaishnava. Vaishnava means who served Krishna. Brahman means he is close. He is at the door of bhakti. But he is not inside the bhakti. He has to enter. In order to enter, he has to accept Vaishnavism. He has to surrender to a Vaishnava. Just Brahman qualification is not bhakti. It comes to the door. Okay, it's good. Not bad. At least somebody came at the door. There's a chance you will enter. But to enter, he has to accept a guru, Vaishnava guru. So that's one. Then Brahmane Gobi Hastini, and the Gobi is the, who is the Gobi?
Elephant.
Hastini is the elephant. Hastini. Cow. Cow is also product of, like Brahmana, Sattagun. And elephant, product of Rajagun, passion. And dog and dog eater, sapacha. Brahmana Gobi Hastini Suni Chaiva Sapake. The one who eats the dog and the dog, both are in Tamagun. But this has nothing to do with the soul. He sees this is a Sattagun product, this is a Rajagun product, this is a Tamagun product. But he is a Pandit, he is a devotee, means he sees at the material level there is a difference. Why I am saying this? Because when he is hungry, he is not going to the dog to get some milk or elephant to get some milk. He goes to the cow. You follow? We have to understand that each sloka of Bhagavad Gita is giving us our life, how to see, how to perceive this world. So at material level there is a distinction, but at spiritual level they are all equal, because they all are servant of God and they have a loyalty to serve Krishna. So on that level. And if somebody has a lot of dedication to Prabhupada, whether it is a Ritik or Ishkan devotee or any sort of, anybody glorify Prabhupada, we should respect that person. We should respect. Respect doesn't mean you have to take his instruction. Respect means he has love for Prabhupada, and if we see that something is wrong with some devotee who actually love Prabhupada, we can pray for them. We can always pray to Prabhupada that he has an affection for you, he has love for you, but his behavior disturbing us. Please, Prabhupada, help him. Please. So that will be the proper attitude. Gaur Pramanande, Hare Hare Bol, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Bancha Kalpataru Vishyakipasana Vaivacha, Patitanam Pavanibbo Vaishnavibbo. I'm sorry I took half an hour extra, but I have a bad habit of that. I'm trying to get out, but it's difficult.